365 penguins. On New Year's Day at 9 o'clock in the morning, a delivery man rang our doorbell. Ding dong. I opened the box, a penguin. Who sent such a strange gift? We looked for a signature name all around the box. Nothing. Look, said my sister Amy. A note said, I'm number one, feed me when I'm hungry. Strange, said my father. The next morning, ding dong, penguin number two. On the box there's still no name, no address, nothing, only a note. Slightly different this time. I'm number two, and like number one, I need you to take care of me. The day after, ding dong, penguin number three. This time the note said, there's always a three after a two. Please take care of me. Please take care that I don't catch a flu. This is getting weirder and weirder, said my dad. And it went on like that until the end of the week. On Sunday, we had 7 penguins in our house. On Monday morning, during breakfast, we had a big decision about naming the penguins. Alfred, Snoopy, Moose. No need to argue, Mommy said. I don't think, ding dong, we're going to keep them. At the end of January, there were 31 penguins in the house. No more, no less. February has only 28 each morning. It's only 28 days. Each morning another penguin arrived. That made 31 plus 28, 59 penguins. And number 60 on the next day. But there was a problem. What should we do with all the penguins? Give them away, Mommy suggested. Daddy had a better idea. We should organize them. For 4 times 15 equals 60. Dad said, you only have to know how to count. Ding! Plus one. Hello. On April the 10th, actually, exactly penguin number 100 arrived. And the note said, I'm number 10 and 100. I'm number 100 and 100 to 1. You'll take care of me 100%. This weird sense of humor reminds me of someone, Mommy said. After the first 3-digit numbers, our problems really began. Here were some of them. Number one, feeding the penguins. Each penguin ate 2.5 pounds of fish per day. 2.5 pounds times 100. 250 pounds.